Alrighty, everyone, welcome. This is the video for the QSR pages 6 through 8. We're going to talk about how you should be looking at these pages, what's important on these pages, and ultimately the goal of these pages. And today we have Julie DeNice with us to go over these and how she interprets them. So I'm going to go ahead and share my screen, and then Julie will go ahead and take over. So please, 1 second while I get that taken care of. All right, and whenever you see the screen, Julie, go for it.
Okay, hey everybody. I hope the information that I'm going to impart to you will be helpful to you as you use these assessments in your client conversations, and also what they might help you understand about the client before you meet them in person, because oftentimes that happens. You'll talk to somebody on the telephone, they'll find out about you, and this is really the first glimpse besides an initial conversation for you to get to know them in a face-to-face way. The PFA, as far as I'm concerned, is a tool to get your clients to talk. The more that you can understand what makes them tick, the more successful that you'll be in helping guide them on this entrepreneurial journey of discovery. And so when we pull this form out to interpret it with their spouse and themselves, I try really hard to not have them flipping through a lot of pages. And I feel that this page, page 6, is more for our information, so we know what the client at a glance looks like. But there's too much information on this page for the client to really absorb, and I work really hard to not let them go really, really deep in the weeds on some of these other items that are in here, because I really do focus on the buyer motives as the most important thing in this report. So I would view page 6 as something for you to be able to see a snapshot of this client, but to begin the discussion, I always tell them to turn to page 3 in their assessment, which is the next page, Megan, and you can go there now if you'd like. And I oftentimes bring a copy, and I have it dog-eared so that I'm handing it to them. They're not rifling through the paper. It's really interesting to me whether or not somebody – I don't make them bring a copy. I don't say that in my pre – I just tell them to review it. And you can tell a lot about people if they bring it, if they've written notes, and then it's going to be really important to them. If they have notes scribbled all over it, then they're going to want to know a little bit more about this. The results of this are always very intriguing to the people that I've worked with. I've never had anybody that didn't want to learn a little bit more about what we're looking for that would make them a successful business owner in this report. And so one of the things that I do is let them know, if I'm going to have a meeting with them, I've already talked to them on the telephone, I've already looked through this, and if they don't meet certain criteria, then I probably will not have the meeting with them, and I'll talk to them on the telephone about what they can do to prepare to become a business owner. But if they're sitting down across from me face-to-face, this is really the first page that we tackle in as we're interpreting the assessment. And the first thing that I do here is talk about it in general terms. I let them know what each of these categories mean, because really, in this example that Megan has, it's a societal emulator. That's all they know. They don't really know, unless they've paid a lot of attention to the report, what the B and the A are. Now, this particular assessment that she has up on the screen is interesting because it's so balanced. And so I do start out by saying that the B is for a belonger, that we have all of these characteristics, values, and motives in each of us, but at varying levels. And if their PFA really would look like this, I would tell them right away that they have a very balanced values and motives across all these spectrums, but it's not unusual for me to have somebody that's very high in a particular value. So this person has a lot of different things that are driving that when you look at the bar chart here. But I explained that a belonger is somebody that the most important thing is their community, whatever that community represents. You know, it could be the fact that their family is the most important. If they don't appear to have a real tight family unit, you can talk about teams that they're on at work, their church. Then I mentioned that the achievement portion is something that all of the franchisors that we represent are very interested in because they're looking for people that are going to be able to drive success within their business. And so the fact that they have a pretty high achievement bar chart here is a good thing because that means that they keep score. The achievers want to win. They want to measure their results, and that's what satisfies them and keeps them moving forward in whatever goals they're trying to achieve. The societal motive here is higher than most people that I actually wind up speaking to, and so what the outcome of the service and the delivery or their on their employees, on their clients is going to be very important to this particular person in this example, and so that's what I talk about. If somebody is very low in societal on one of these reports, I just let them know that oftentimes we work with people either who have already achieved in some sort of corporate capacity. They're moving on to chapter two or sometimes chapter three, and their main focus is oftentimes what that business is going to do for the end user or for the employees, and that is what's going to be most important to them, not necessarily keeping score or making money. The emulator, I explained to them, is someone that likes to be held in high regard. They want to be looked to as an industry expert. They want to be influential. Some people bristle a little bit at the word, but if I explain it in positive terms, they're okay. And then this is when you start eliciting the conversation. You explain to them that that's what it means. What do they think about the description in this report for them? Then if the wife is in the meeting, which in my meetings I require that the spouse be there if they have one, then I'll ask her, what did she think? Sometimes the wife hasn't even read this, and so you give them a minute to look at it, and oftentimes they agree. And then I try to say, why? Why do you agree? Can you think of any examples where, you know, a high achievement orientation was important to you? Or why do you feel like, why do you think you rank high here as a societal in terms of your motives? So hopefully that will give you some insight. But remember, the reason that you're there with these people is to look them in the eye and understand what they're trying to achieve and to get them to talk to you about who they are and for you to learn some information about them that you can always go back to if you get to a sticking point with your process with them. Megan, please turn to the next page. Okay, I don't spend a ton of time on this, but I feel like the hierarchy of values is another part of the conversation where you can ask them to speak. And oftentimes I'll say, just take a look at this because we understand what's driving you here. You're a societal emulator in the eyes of this particular assessment. But look at this hierarchy of values and tell me if you agree that these are some of the most important values when it comes to how you move through the world. And then normally they look, achievement's important to me. Loyalty's important. Success, self-expression, it's really important for me to speak my mind. Dependability and results. I make them go through the words, and then we talk about that for us, when we receive one of these assessments, the orange words or the italicized words, if you're looking at a black and white copy, oftentimes means that something is not particular. These things are value to you, but it's not being expressed properly. So do you have anything going on in your life right now that would cause these particular values that are important to you to be a myth? And then just sit back and let them talk. Because it's through this that oftentimes you learn more about why they're willing to take the risk of looking at business ownership, why they no longer want to be a corporate person. Maybe they're coming back to the workforce. And I just allow them to really spend a lot of time talking about what's important to them. That really concludes how I use these pages, and I hope it's been helpful to you. And, Megan, thanks a lot for asking me to do this.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you for doing that and for going through it. And I hope everybody enjoyed these pages of the QSR. And there are reviews of the rest of the QSR on Fran Connect. So please go ahead and check those out, too, if you want to learn more about it. And thank you so much for listening.